In response to a worrisome rise in anti-Semitism in Europe, the European Union is holding a special seminar today in Brussels. The seminar has been preceded by controversy. Last month, some Jewish leaders accused the European Union itself of anti-Semitism through what they called action and inaction. Earlier this week, NPR's Silvia Poggioli was in Brussels, where she spoke with EU Commission President Romano Prodi.
Over the last 3 years, across Europe, Jewish cemeteries and synagogues have been attacked and Jewish students beaten. Jewish leaders report a growing malaise within European Jewry. Today's European Union seminar follows a heated dispute over a European Union agency's alleged attempt to suppress a report blaming the rise of anti-Semitism on Muslim youth. That controversy was preceded by an EU poll that found that nearly 60% of its citizens believe Israel is the greatest threat to world peace. Romano Prodi acknowledges that the poll was ill-conceived, but he insists it's wrong to accuse the institutions of the European Union of the new rise in anti-Semitism.
Does Europe react in the right direction with new rules and new behaviors? I say yes. Are you quick enough? Maybe no. And we have to work even more, and this is the result of this seminar.
In 2001, the EU Commission President proposed Europe-wide adoption of anti-discriminatory legislation.
And it seeks to define as crime punishable by law anti-Semitic acts and the public denial or trivialization of the Shoah.
Prodi laments the slow pace of European governments in acting on his proposal, but he insists this is the right direction in dealing with a demon that has haunted Europe for centuries.
When you look at Spain in the 11th century, you look at Italy in a few centuries later, then France, even in the recent generations, you can't change mentalities in one day.
Two polls conducted by the U.S.-based Anti-Defamation League in 2002 in 10 West European countries found that 25% of those surveyed have some or strong anti-Semitic views. And many American commentators have labeled a European tendency to criticize Israeli policies as a new form of anti-Semitism. Even the French daily Le Monde, a strong defender of European ideals, argued last November that criticism of Israeli policies has lowered the barrier, already unclear to some, between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism. Jewish groups are particularly shocked by some political cartoons in the European media that use Nazi and Holocaust symbols to describe Israel, or use images that echo the virulent hatred of Jews that appeared in Nazi publications. Among the most disturbing was a British cartoon that depicted Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon about to bite a Palestinian infant. There was also the statement by the Portuguese Nobel Prize-winning writer José Saramago, who compared the West Bank town of Ramallah to Auschwitz, and Greek composer Mikis Theodorakis' statement that Israel is the root of evil. But EU Commission President Romano Prodi vehemently rejects charges from American Jewish leaders that European Jews are facing a threat similar to that of the 30s. He says that in today's Europe, there's no room for anti-Semitism.
There is no understanding of the effort that we are doing through the European Union. There is no understanding of the deep, deep intellectual, moral, and political change that we are doing it, and I think that we deserve to be helped in this effort, because it's the most important change never happened in Europe in the last centuries.
Prodi is well aware that the rise in anti-Semitism is closely linked to the biggest challenge facing Europe today, the wave of millions of immigrants that is forcing a shift from monoethnic to multicultural societies. A particularly difficult challenge for a continent that has fought centuries of ethnic and religious wars.
All our history is a history of blood, and we are fighting against that for the first time in our history. And we are changing our nature and our social contract. This is what we are doing.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.